The question was asked, a Jew that lives in Eretz Yisrael and goes to visit Chutz La'aretz, does he have to keep Yom Tov Sheni of Chutz La'aretz? So before we address that question, we have to address what means, how do we define a Jew that's living in Israel? Well, a Jew has to be married or have a livelihood here in Israel, or born here, you know. If his parents are here, if his parents made Aliyah, you have to have a home here. Just because a person filed the papers for Aliyah, and he finished his Aliyah process, and he's learning in a yeshiva in Israel, that doesn't mean he's Israeli by halachic standards. If his parents live in Chutz La'aretz, or he has nothing binding him here, what binds a person here is either a livelihood here, or family here. His parents, or his wife, you know, one or the other. But yeah. if he made Aliyah, and he's not yet here, so technically, he made Aliyah, very nice, but his parents are there. So that's not yet called he's Israeli. But let's assume he is Israeli, okay? So he made Aliyah, and now he's visiting Chutz La'aretz. He's visiting his parents for Pesach or Sukkot. So then there are two opinions. One opinion says he keeps a second day Yom Tov. The other opinion says he may not overtly not keep a second day Yom Tov. That technically, he's not chayv in a second day Yom Tov. So you would have to make Havdalah, let's say, after the first day Yom Tov. And in private, you would daven a weekday davening. But in public, you have to treat it as though it's a second day Yom Tov. So I visited my parents with my family a number of years ago. It was almost a decade ago. For Pesach. About 8-9 years ago. So Pesach, the end of the first day Yom Tov, I went down with my wife to the basement. Took a cup of wine. Made Havdalah for both of us. You know, Havdalah Matzah Yom Tov is just Borei Pri Hagafen. Right, and then the blessing of Havdalah, there's no fire. And then I went back upstairs, and everyone was making Kiddush for the second Seder, right? So I sat with them, and I made Kiddush with them. But I'm not allowed to make the blessing of Kiddush. I'm not giving a second day Yom Tov, right? But I made believe I was making Kiddush with them. You know, I mouthed it. I skipped Hashem's name each time. I made believe I was doing a second day Seder. Overtly, on the outside, you have to behave like keeping a second day. I didn't turn on any lights or turn off any lights, because someone might see it. So people are too lenient on this. People think, in my own room, I'll turn on the light, I'll answer the cell phone, I'll check my emails. No! They always discover. You're always found out. That's not the way to do it. You have to do nothing. Just keep a second day Yom Tov, only you're not allowed to make the blessings of a second day Yom Tov. For you, it's a weekday. So behind the scenes, when you daven your Shmona Esrei, you'll daven Chol HaMoed Shmona Esrei. Or on the eighth day, this year it's not relevant because it's Shabbos. But if it weren't Shabbos, then on the eighth day in your private room, you'd have to put on tefillin. And on the end of the seventh day, the last day of Pesach, you'd have to make Havdalah. Again, this year it's not relevant. You're saved the trouble because the eighth day is Shabbos. Technically, so whatever you have to do that's weekday-oriented or Chol HaMoed-oriented, like making Havdalah at the end of the first day, so that, according to this opinion, you would do. And this is the more accepted opinion. But every other thing which you do not have to do, you don't do. You don't turn on lights, you don't turn off lights, you don't answer the phones. Everything else, you on the outside, you keep a second day Yom Tov.
So we all did Sukkot wrong there. Because according to this opinion, we're not Israeli. And we only have one day here.
Okay, so you're asking when a person is in Israel, not going back to the States. Now that he's in Israel, should he keep one day or 2 days? So here you have two opinions. There's the opinion of Rav Salant and the Chacham Tzvi and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. There is a lenient opinion that says that even a Jew from Chutz La'aretz that's visiting in Israel or specifically learning in a yeshiva in Israel, so there's room to be lenient to keep only one day Yom Tov. That's not the same question as the question you asked. The fact that there are halachic opinions that will say that when you're visiting Israel for a prolonged period, you can keep one day Yom Tov is not synonymous with the idea that when you go back to Chutz La'aretz, you'll still keep one day Yom Tov. It's not synonymous. We could discuss it at length, but